speak, but words cut deep. We gotta take a stand and fight in hand in hand. Hide behind your lies and your disguise. It starts with you and I to keep the love alive. You gotta change, way to sense of dignity. No hate, we gotta act differently. Why wait, be the positivity. I'll stand up with hanging up. Change, way to sense of dignity. No hate, we gotta act differently. Why wait.
Well, welcome back, y'all. That's right. Welcome back to the Java with Just Jody show. It is fall, y'all. That's right. Java was off for the summer, and I was working the PHP podcast solely during that time when my kids were home. It just doesn't all fit in. So there you have that. It's really great to be back as we creep upon our long-awaited election year and day. Here we go. So as I approach my fourth year, I cannot believe I'm still sitting here broadcasting. I would like to just take a moment to say thank you to all of you and all of our monthly subscribers and supporters here at the PHP Network on Rumble and all of our social media. We literally can't do it without you. Your support has carried me and all of the broadcasters here and kept us in this fight. So we love you and we appreciate all of you sincerely. So I'd also like to say a quick thank you to my sponsor, Mr. Terry Sacca. That is right. Mr. Sacca is the owner of Cornerstone Asset Metals and the Rigged Against You podcast. Let me just tell you, Terry, let's talk to Terry. You are a patriot warrior. I've never met anyone like this person. He supports other patriots across the land. We appreciate him. So before we bring in my next amazing guest, let's take a quick moment and a word from our sponsor, who is the only gold and precious metal company that I trust that is truly Christian Patriot owned and operated. So here's a word from our sponsor at Cornerstone Metals.
The recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time to invest in silver and gold. Governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls. You know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
All right. Now, I am extremely excited to share this fall launch with a great patriot and friend today. So you guys know the drill. That's right. Grab that cup of Java and get ready for my next guest. He is one of the most genuine patriot guys you are ever going to meet. His opinions matter and they are solid. He has conquered more in his shorter life than most ever have to endure. He is one leg patriot for a reason. He is also part of the Brainstorm Army crew here on Rumble. Be sure to check out their channel as well. Please welcome my friend Jimmy, known as One Leg Patriot. Jimmy!
How's it going?
It's going. Happy fall. How are you?
Good. Drinking some Java.
You're so sweet and solace, and I'm all wild on my Java this morning.
Yeah. I'll get there in a minute.
I have to tell you, well, I'm 3 hours ahead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of you. So I've had a little more Java. But also, I love the fall. It's like my favorite time of the year. Yep. So as soon as it hits, like something just happens. I'm like, sweaters, boots, hats, let's go. Right? So I'm looking forward to this whole season of the election. So let's talk everything Jimmy.
Not everything Jimmy.
almost everything, Jimmy, with an IE, and we were able to correct that. So sorry. Awesome. Here's the thing. I'm Jody with an IE, and people spell me with a Y. Mm-hmm. I feel you.
It's just, it's a different spelling. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
I totally understand.
So
most people, they just, you know, they're automatically IE or Y. I mean.
They are. They really are. And my mom and dad were like, that's how you spell Jody with a boy, like as a boy. And now that we know she's a girl, because I guess I was going to be Jody no matter what. But my dad's name was Joe. So, I mean, I think that's kind of where it stemmed and fell from. And that little redheaded boy on Family Affair that they loved in the 70s. Secrets are out, Buffy and Jody. So anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about your experience, because when I first got to meet you, I was so excited. I didn't even know it was you at first, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, stop. This is Jimmy? Because you have no disability whatsoever that you ever portray. It's not there. Yeah. You know, are an amputee. Let's let the world know you're an amputee. Yeah. And he, you know, he's one leg patriot. And you just don't even know this about Jimmy when you meet him. There's no word of it ever. He's so humble and so, I'll say, takes control when necessary, like in there with the word, you know, and those things are so important. We need all of our leaders in our movement right now. So do you want to discuss a little bit about how this occurred for you? Because you have endured more at a young age than people will ever see. Like, this is not just survivorship. This is leadership.
Yeah. You know? I mean, got a motorcycle wreck in 2004. Had plenty of surgeries from that.
And you were young.
Yeah. I was 24. And then I just got healed up, went back to work, and kept working. And then in 2016, I broke my tibial plateau, and which caused a blood loss to my to my foot, and ended up having a bunch of surgeries. And I finally decided to have it cut off. And you know, it's it was probably the best decision I ever made, but I made it way too late. My only regret is I didn't have it done sooner.
Yeah, I'm sure you were suffering.
It was horrible. I had I think 23 surgeries total.
Oh man, I didn't even know that was that many. Yeah. I can't imagine. I mean, yeah. I have a sick child. I had sick parents. We've spent months and months and hours and days and, you know, combined into years in the hospital. I can't imagine what that would have been like for you. And to think about who you are, like, this is what I love. It seems like you've taken these issues you had with your health and you just built stable off of them. Like, you built on top of them, like they just didn't exist, kept going with your life and like live it.
Yeah, I mean, I do mentor like amputees and coming up amputees, you know, to amputees to be, and I just, you know, and people that are just, you know, I actually get this from my brother. You know, my brother was also an amputee due to cancer, and he didn't let it drag him down. He just kept moving forward, and you know, I think if you just stop living life, you know, I mean. Yeah, it's hard on me sometimes, but I mean, it's, yeah. You know, I have had a lot. I just had surgery just like a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get some stuff fixed up, and I'm doing better now and still healing, but.
You're amazing. You're on a journey all the time in this movement. Always
trying to bring people together.
You do. And I love that about you so much. And that was probably, the second thing I noticed about you right away, you were a connector, you know, and people do really flock to your energy. So that was beautiful. I was like, look at, you know, people can't deny good energy. It's attractive. It draws you in, you know.
I mean, I have my days, but I try to stay positive all the time. I love this joke.
I can't imagine, really, seriously. You know, we do calls and Zooms and meetings and stuff together, and I've always seen you be the voice of reason. Even when I'm all like fired up, you have a voice of reason, which I appreciate because I can just get my Irish hairs all flared up, you know? So it's good to have those people. I'm very specific with the people around me. I don't, you know, you got to be careful. And this movement, because people on the left have infiltrated us, you know?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. And you, then you think they're one of us and you're all kind and caring and giving and helping. And then they just, yeah, take you for everything they can. So how did you get in the movement? How did you become like not just a Trump supporter, but active? Because these are my favorite people and they're all my friends. If you're taking action in the movement, that's who I flock to.
Well, I've been on this journey for a long time. Wow. I mean, to be honest, I've said this before, like, I really didn't care for Trump as a person until like 2021 when I watched Matt Thayer's Trump I Know. And to really see how genuine of a person he is and see how his people that are around him like adore him, it really gave me a different perspective. And but I've been in this way a long time. I mean, I've been getting accounts back for a long time. Wow. I mean, my brother got me my account, my last account, and I hope to get that back someday. But, I was never into the whole Q thing. And he made me an account that was One Leg Patriot Q17. And I was like, dude, he goes, well, if you wanted a Twitter account, he goes, that's what's going to have to be. So
you better be in a nun to get over on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Remember? Well,
I couldn't get one because I'd already went through, you know, burner phones. And then they started figuring it out pretty quick.
Yeah. You know, when I first went to Twitter, first of all, I was like, what is a tweet and what is Quanon? Not QAnon, Quanon.
Quanon.
Okay. Heidi and I've told the story many times, but I'll just leave it brief and say that's how ridiculous we were. We're like, this Quanon thing, do you know what Quanon is? What is this all about? Where's this? You know, I was literally the chick searching for a channel on the TV called the 4chan, like channel 4. I didn't know that was a board. Like, I am a mom, a hockey mom, a wrestling mom, a cheer mom, you know, like I'm all these things in my world trying to figure out what's happening around 2016 and 17. So by 2019, I was done, right? We know what's coming. We see all this crap. And then, yeah, I began just one day speaking out.
I think it's real hard for a lot of people to even understand the whole Q thing, because I looked at it as a very good information op, and I still believe that. Yeah. And it got a lot of people off their asses, but I also feel that it made a lot of people complacent and is lazy. Right. So I think there's good and bad, I think, from it. You know, I still research like no tomorrow, every day. I mean, like yesterday I was doing some schoolwork and something popped in my head. I stopped and I started doing a little research. It's because, you know,
yeah,
that's why I have 6 monitors, you know, so I can.
I know you got all kinds of tech going on. I'm like, just give me my Mac and let me figure this out. Like, I am so not a techie. I do have monitor. It needs to be hooked up right now because I disconnected it to move some stuff, and I'm getting ready to do a like fall studio. So the background's going to disappear because we're taking it with us. Sorry, you guys, my earphones are falling out. So I'm messing with myself. So we're getting ready to go the Reawaken tour, right? So a lot of this stuff goes. So I'm cool having a fall backdrop for a while and bringing, you know, getting the pack on for that.
Less than a month.
3 weeks. Excited. Are you geeked?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
I'm so ready to see all you guys. You know, that's what makes it so meaningful. And one of the questions Clay first asked me and then later asked me again, many tours later, I hope you've made a lot of friends. Have you made a lot of friends? And he's giving me like the eye and I'm like, oh yeah. He was like, that's what I'm talking about. And you made the connections, you know, like to keep moving. Like they know who should be working in the movement and who shouldn't, who's doing it for the right cause. And that's really important to me, to be around other people that are like that, and everybody there, that's what it's about.
Yeah, you know? It's about moving forward. It's not about sitting here and just, oh, woe is me. And no, it's about moving forward.
Always. It's really exciting. I can't. Some of the speakers are going to be incredible this time. So we're going to send everybody over to timetofreeamerica.com. If you guys can't afford tickets, but you can make it to North Carolina, just looking for, here it is. And you can make it to North Carolina, but you can't afford the tickets and it's just not in your budget. It's totally okay. Because if you just let them know that it's not in your budget and request the scholarship fund, you can get the tickets or you can donate whatever. If you can afford $10, donate $10. We want everybody there. It's not about the money or the sales of the ticket. It's about the actual Great Awakening process, God, country, and freedom. And I'm so excited. That's all I got. North Carolina, I've never been. Have you?
No.
That's right. So this is going to be cool for us to see because it's
you're halfway there for me.
Really?
Like 2,600 mile drive.
Oh my God. And I'm worried about, well, I guess I'm like 13 hours or 12, but you know, you have to stop.
40 hours from here.
Wow. So what day are you leaving on? Cause you're driving too, right?
It's just a 2-day drive.
Miss Tony coming with you? Mm-hmm. You can share. I love Miss Tony. Check out my girl, Tony_Triano on Twitter. And Tony Triano. I love her. She is one of the sweetest people I've ever met. And I also want to say that I love what you guys do as advocates of human trafficking. There's a lot of that. And she is very well-versed and spoken on it. And
there's some news this morning. I haven't had a chance to read it all, so I don't want to really get into it, but there's some pretty good news coming out from a copy paste campaign that we did last year.
Oh,
yeah, that's which Chuck Grassley and his crew, Aaron and Tara.
Oh, I did this campaign. We had him on the last day and we had to help close the doors on the copy paste and get enough messages. With Aaron and Tara Rodas.
1,000 and change comments.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we only needed like, what, 50? Was it 50,000 or something?
That's what our goal was.
And we went way over. That was a beautiful thing. And at the time, I didn't know you and Tony like I do now. So I didn't even have the relation of that. But yeah, massive work being done. And it's super exciting. But since we're talking about that, I have a little clip that I want to play. It's just something that was like, we need to keep aware that when you see a child that's not looking right, and I'm not just talking like doesn't like the person they're with, just doesn't look right, that literally they could have been a victim who's been drugged. So I have a man who has uncovered. Let's just roll this clip really quick.
This picture, I was just made aware of it from Border Patrol agents. They rescued this little boy from a human trafficker. This little boy was so drugged up with sleep aids that he could not talk to Border Patrol agents. Thankfully, agents knew what was going on, rescued him. These are the kind of trafficking stories that are so heinous, so horrendous. The Biden-Harris administration don't want you to know about it. And making matters worse, check out this. These are birth certificates found with the human trafficker. Birth certificates for other children from towns and cities all across America. This is what we are facing, folks. Crimes against humanity, crimes against the children. Please help me spread this story before the Border Patrol is forced to take this down. before Instagram and the other social media companies take this post down.
All right. So as hard as it is to hear, the awareness is where I'm at. The awareness of other parents. That is so important. Any adult, period, because there's so many people that do not even realize the amount of children that are being trafficked.
Sick. So it's sick.
It's so sick. And I know that I literally started talking out due to the children, right? And the underground world of trafficking, which it's interesting to me to find out that Diddy has a tunnel underneath there, supposedly leading to Hefner's old mansion. So that gets more interesting. And then I find out this, they're like, it used to be a swimming pool under there, a tunnel swimming pool that you could swim in. I'm like, nobody was swimming in that. I'm just going to throw my opinion out there. And let's just talk about, remember Ghislaine, who had the little submarine license to traffic people for Epstein? I mean, how convenient is it to have a tunnel that goes like this, full of water under your home that you can swim in or ride a submarine through? Like, we're still stupid or something, and they're telling us it was a swimming pool. So all these little things.
Like for a big submarine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pilot one.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be pretty dang huge under there, like a little town going full of water, you know, that was been drained.
Well, underneath little St. James, there's a big, like, cavern so they can pull a sub in there. And who knows if they created it or if it was natural, but. It's gross, no matter which way you look at it.
It truly is. And it took me back to when I was way younger with the JonBenet case. You know, that little girl, gosh, what year was that? It seems like I was pregnant with my son or something. And I just remember being emotional, having a child, finally understanding the loss of a child. And I just freaked out, you know, 4 years ago when I saw pictures of Ghislaine with her at one of these events. And I started to realize who this chick was. And I'm like, oh my God. So what's the real truth, right? And why would they take her and what would they do to her? And then this other strange video comes out. And Jimmy, I'm like, is anything too far-fetched anymore?
No, things off the table. Nothing.
Okay, so then I'm going to show you this video because I was like, this is nice, because when I see this person that they're saying could be her, she is the weird, we'll talk about it after. I don't want to blow the video. I'll show this to you. This just made me think.
Ramsey Katy Perry. Ramsey Perry. Perry, Ramsey, Ramsey, Perry. Ramsey, Perry, Ramsey, Perry. Ramsey, Perry, Perry, Ramsey. Ramsey, Perry. Katy Perry. JonBenet Ramsey. Ah, Katy Perry, JonBenet Ramsey. Entertainment purposes, of course. I know they couldn't possibly be the same person because she died several years ago. And anyone that would ever question that is just a really, really big psychopath. Entertainment only.
I need more coffee after that video. So I guess it was 1996. She was kidnapped, and I would have been pregnant with my youngest, like 23, 24 years old, or with my oldest son. So I remember, my husband, his dad coming home, and I'm bawling over this when I'm pregnant because I'm going to have this baby, you know? and I'm just all upset. And when I seen that, I thought, okay, here's the thing. 4 years ago, I would have told you, go get bent. That's crazy. Now, after the things I know, I see these pictures of Katy Perry, these videos of her, and she's like gazed out like a...
Well, yeah, she's like got to do a reset or whatever. Like they get just like locked up.
Yeah.
Like, broker. I mean, they've all done it.
Absolutely.
It's all like MK Ultra style stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like she's MK Ultra'd and then she doesn't, I don't know, really know that, but obviously zones out like a robot or something. And I just find it so strange. And anything could be anymore. So basically, again, for human trafficking awareness and nothing being out of the question, that was a purpose of raising that. What really got me was all the birthmarks, to be honest. So I went and looked. I had to go see if she had those birthmarks and make sure that. Yeah. So I'm like checking, I'm zooming in, and my daughter's like, ooh, Katy Perry, what are you doing? When she said, I was like, oh, nothing. I'm just looking at it. She's like, you don't like her, do you? I'm like, no, because my daughters don't like her or Taylor Swift or any of that. So I'm pretty lucky with it. We don't have to skate around the bush about it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a big thing. And again, at the Reawaken America Tour seems to be a great place to get the most knowledge and make that your power for human trafficking and America's future, right?
Yeah. So we, what was it, Wednesday? Hang on. It was Wednesday last week. We did a show and we played like Gnarls Barkley. It's like 14 years ago. And then all of these images kept coming up, like Cappy and Tupac and Biggie. And so I just found this stuff from Tech Nine. It's, what is that called? It's, just 1 second. Oops. No. Cancel that. I almost left the studio.
Don't leave me and go to Canva, Jimmy.
Yeah. That'd be definitely a good show.
I'll just tell everyone what I did since I brought it up. So I sent Jimmy his link to join. Instead of it being the link to join the interview and hang out today, I sent him a Canva link, which makes our digital files. And he's like, so I'm coming to Canva? I'm like, what? No, you're not going to Canva. And I look and I'm like, oh my God, I sent him our intro link.
It's called Cathartic by Tech Nine, and it is so much exposure. Like,
really? Like,
oh boy, yeah.
So
Tech Nine ends up in a mental hospital with like panda eyes, and oh, it's crazy.
Oh, we gotta have everybody check this out.
Cathartic, yeah. There's a new one out too. So,
all right. What's it called?
Cathartic.
Cathartic.
I can put the link in the.
Yeah, grab the link and I'll copy it into a ticker. We definitely need to keep exposing this all the way through. This is never, I'm never going to be happy until it stops here. Because in America, what makes me so sick to my stomach is that we have become the largest customers of the cartels, including the largest customers of the human trafficking industry in it. Oh. So it's just disgusting.
Let me put it in the chat too so I can grab it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, he's going to dump it in the chat for you guys.
There it is.
Actually, that'd probably be better. And I'm going to save this one here.
Yeah. And then go watch that Gnarls Barkley Crazy and listen to the words. I mean, listen to it. I watched Gnarls Barkley at the Gold Coast in Vegas in like 05, 06, or 06, I think.
Wow. So you've kind of always had a presence of being aware and awake.
Way before that.
Yeah. Before you ever had any.
All my teachers, I always tell them they're full of shit.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I know. I still have coffee once in a while with my old principal. And he's like, dude, you still haven't changed. He goes, you call how you see it.
It's like, this is what I was born to be and do. Right?
Yeah. It's.
Well, I'll tell you guys a little story about mine. Doing whatever you're going to do moment yesterday. So I've been assisting with my sisters. I have one sister who's had all her Trump and MAGA stuff up and outside for like 6-8 years and just replaces all the flags all the time. Beautiful place. Another sister who has cancer, who I was helping, and she wanted her MAGA stuff up. So we were putting up her 2024 banners. Another big, beautiful home. I get, you know, so it's a big climb. It's a lot to do. It's not like just go out there and stick your banner up. They got these big archways and all this stuff. So I get home and I'm looking around and I'm like, I got to get my flag out here. I'm not going to be happy until I do. And I'm married to the mayor. And the mayor is supposed to be bipartisan. And the mayor has always showed his support politically in the lawn. He's outspoken. He wears his shirts, blah, 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 right? But now he's a leader of a community. And there was a lot of thought process. And I was like, I have zero thought process about this. I'm a citizen. This is my home. And the flag, boom. He's like, I just don't want anybody kind of coming at us. We could just do like a sign. Like, I'm like, no, my flag's going all the way. So yesterday I'm out there and I have some neighbors that I'm sure are not watching today. We'll just leave it at that. I hung the biggest flag across the front three bang window. That's like a bow window. My arches have like fall stuff on them, and walked away proudly. This morning I was like, I hope they're still there because I do not when I have to prosecute, like I'm willing to prosecute if somebody messes with our signs. So it's taken me this long to be honest. But I was helping everyone else get their stuff up. And he drove away and then texted me later. He's like, babe, I'm so glad to see that sign when I left. Cause I didn't know if he was going to be, he was like, I was so happy to see that sign when I was left. He's like, I'll deal with those people. I was like, you deal with those people. That's right. You are the mayor. You deal with those people. I'm a citizen. I'm going to say and do whatever, and they come at me, you're probably going to get some Irish hair back. So,
yeah, I am. I have some stuff coming and I'm going to electrify it.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm going to get like a, what they use for bullpens, for like actual bulls, some good strength, electrical wire.
We need to do a whole show on like, everybody's Trump 2024 stuff, outdoors, indoors, wherever, and just splice it and do some footage, because that's going to be awesome.
I wonder if I think I took a picture of my mom's. I'm not sure.
I'm really excited about it. My brother-in-law is very gifted with the anything he wants to build, and it's like my second home. They've practically raised me. This Kathy and Gary is their name, and they've done something incredible this year, and they're the ones that have had their gear up for 8 years, he says, and replaced it all the time. So they built this waterfall. I don't know what else to call it. And it's like a door arch out of cedar, but it's huge. I don't know how many feet. I'll say 7-8 feet wide and 8 feet tall. So big in their front with like this garden. And when you look through the water that's dripping, Trump is on their wall and he's all lit up. And it says, like, I don't know if it says Trump 2024 or the final battle or something like that, because they have a few things, a few MAGA things. But what they're going to do now is light this up to where Trump is dancing in the waterfall.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So I want to film it. And yeah, you know, I was like, this is so cool. I'm going to TikTok you to death.
Hey, Stormy. Good to see you, brother. Mr. J Nice is in the house.
Oh, what's up, Stormy? Always good to see them. I cannot see the chat, so I'm so sorry. But if I see the chat, I will not produce, talk, and accurately do this show.
I do it every night. Brainstorm.
Have you guys used Rumble Studio yet?
No.
No, me neither.
Use StreamYard.
Okay. Remind me to talk to you about Rumble Studio another time. It's supposed to be fantastic, and I'll tell you why.
So is it just the same like platform as this? Like, or similar?
It does something like this. It's free because you're on Rumble. And also there's campaigns. So if you do a campaign, it's going to help pay for everything all the time. And I'm really working my crew to understand it and learn how to do it. And it's really important because, you know, we have traveling expenses and there's a team of people and all these. Yeah, it's very expensive. So campaigns pay you, period. There's no if they buy thing, no promo thing. So it's really important for every creator out there listening today to know that there is, they, Rumble is offering us something. And I will also tell you that Rumble is now worth $2 billion. So we are climbing. This is what the Patriots built. They threw us off of everywhere. We couldn't stay on YouTube. I was banned like 7 times there. So you just keep going through all this process and you realize we have built our own network of people. We've built our own stable platforms that you can say anything on, you know, and not be afraid to tell the real truth. Right. So
just 85% of it.
Yeah. 85% ain't going to cut it. That's like TikTok. We're going to make fun of me. You're going to make fun of me in a minute. We're going to talk about why I have to go there. So first of all, president's there and I had been there and got banned, but it was a new thing for me. I get banned. I'm like, Trump's there. I have to do this. And I start to really investigate how important it is on every battleground. Battleground meaning every platform. So wherever he goes, yes, we should be there, not just for support, but we should be there and in the battle with him. Sharing, retruthing, whatever it is. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get banned. I can't say anything. I'm going to get him over here by making TikToks and doing a few lives from the TikTok platform. So we did. I did. And I was able to bring some. So I'm in my pajamas. This is the golden thing about TikTok. Like, you can be in your pajamas and look good on TikTok. There's TikTok pretty, and then there's pretty. And then there's TikTok pretty. Okay. So I'm cracking up at myself. I'm like, oh my God, I look like I'm like 30, 25. I'm like, yeah. And I'm making videos like this, making fun of myself. And then I'm like, well, I better do like something trending if I'm going to get anybody to pay attention to what we're talking about here. And it was really successful. So this was the first one I ever did. Feel free to laugh your ass off at me. I don't care. But I stepped into what I do, which is the Christian movement part of it. You know, God is everything. And my walk as a Christian is never been, I'll say, more prevalent in my life. And I'm sure most people that are doing this have the same experience. We're all closer to God. So I've really turned to Christian music. So go ahead and make fun of me if you want. And here we go.
Right. Brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So if you want to battle with me, come on over to TikTok and you will get to see my real fake microphone, okay? Because this is fake. And it goes with me every tour. It was my first gift from a niece of mine, Amber, when I started broadcasting. It's always been on my desk, and it just goes everywhere with me. So it's now in the TikToks. And come on over and help us battle and make fun of me if you want, because I'm having a good time making fun of myself, quite honestly. So, Jimmy, what else is going on with you before we approach leaving for the Reawaken America tour together with everyone?
I am currently enrolled in college.
Yeah? Tell us. So, that's amazing.
I'm going for a bachelor's in computer science. And then with like an emphasis in ethical hacking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be, I tested out of the math, but there was a, it was like a 115 class. It was a a business math. And I was like, I think I could use that probably. Just touching up on like, you know, like percentages and because, I mean, I've been a fabricator my whole life, so I definitely know math. And just getting a refresher, you know, it's been 25 years since I've been in high school.
Oh God, yeah, more than that for me. I'm impressed. What, that's amazing. So when I said earlier, like nothing really ever stops you, it's not even stopping you from furthering your education. And
I definitely,
that's incredible.
I definitely love learning. And it's kind of strange because going back to school and I don't go to class. I just all online.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful that they have that because I don't know if I could handle going and dealing with these little
no
kids.
No,
I don't think I could do it. Honestly.
No, you wouldn't.
It would either be completely red pilled by the end of the first quarter or maybe a week, because they'd be sitting there listening.
Yeah.
Or I'd be out of school.
No, I feel you. And here's why I can't hardly handle it. My husband is the chief of police of a college also. That's his retirement job before he decided to become mayor. And with that being said, he's like, you're not going to believe some of these kids in today's world. Like our daughters are staying here and going to school. Like, you know, like our son's grown, he's, you know, working, he's successful. Like we're got three more girls to raise. One of them, you know, has a lot of disabilities. So it's a different life. But I'm sitting here and I'm like, what happened that's got you, you know, turning? He was like, it was the comments these boys said, and a parent came to talk to me, to the administration at the hospital or at the college. And the college said, I don't know what to do about that. This is like the president or something, vice president, somebody. And he's like, maybe you should. He's like, well, I'm going to go talk to the police of the college. I want to talk to the chief of the college. So this parent comes in and says they are talking. How do I say this? Without, because this really bothers me. They were talking about this really pretty girl, these boys, and basically talking about a train. So you got me?
Mm-hmm.
And that dad tripped out and came in. So today, because my husband has to deal with this conversation, and I'm sure he won't mind me saying that today he's handling it. Oh boy, is he handling it. And you don't see college taking disciplinary action because people don't get involved and they don't step up. So I'm really proud that he's stepping in there and he's going to bust some little kids' balls today, a whole bunch of them who think they're really cool at 18 and 19 years old. Yeah, so
I wouldn't tolerate it.
He's got three girls.
I can tell you right now that there was these three young kids. They're probably 10, 11 years old, maybe. This one kid was sagging his pants just like crazy. Whole ass, Hank, like, you know, underwear showing. And I told him, I said, pull your pants up. He's like, what? I said, pull your pants up.
Yeah.
And they're walking down the street and this other boy says something and I couldn't hear him. He was behind the building. And so I walked around the building and met him. And I said, you, what did you say? He goes, I didn't say nothing. I said, nah. I said, you're man enough to say something behind the building. I said, speak up.
Yeah.
He goes, I was just telling him, I was just saying to be quiet. I said, get on your way. I said, but you're going to sit here. You're going to tell me why what you think sagging your pants signifies.
Good for you.
Well, he goes, I'm gangster. I said, you ain't gangster, kid. I said, there is. There's no gangster in you.
No.
I said, but I will tell you what it means. I said, in prison, the gay ones pull their pants down like this. Signify they're ready for sex.
Good for you.
And he rips his pants right back up. He goes, I don't want that.
Right.
I use some other words, but I seen him later that day. Those things were high and tight. Like,
thank the Lord Jesus for you. That's amazing because they need to be spoken to. Their parents aren't handling it, right?
Well, I mean, because the parents are probably too locked up in their phone or something else.
Yeah.
I mean, the social construct that we live in right now, this is horrible. Absolutely horrible.
It really is.
I mean, the homelessness and the amount of people that are doing the fentanyl shit. I mean, I mean, bad. It's and, bad. You know, from surgeries and I got addicted and I made my doctor get me off that shit. And I'm deathly afraid of pills.
Amen.
Like, it's horrible shit.
We all know somebody or have heard in your local area who's died of fentanyl.
Oh,
you know,
the other day there was three of them right down the road.
It's terrible. Before this movement, when the fentanyl started first moving in, well, it wasn't really before the movement, but before the last 4 years. So it's probably 7 or 8 years ago. We started noticing heavy amounts in Michigan that we never had. And people who were on heroin were dying. And people who smoked weed were dying. And it all goes back to being laced with fentanyl. Well, again, I had a nephew who broke his neck, who was put on pain pills. Eventually, you can't. He's in so much pain. And now he's addicted. He's older. He was older than me, 2 years older than me. And he ended up on heroin with a bad dose and he died. Literally, like a brother. And, you know, we didn't even know the full story of fentanyl then, obviously. And now I'm looking at it like this has been creeping in our country for over 10 years at a heavy rate and accessible. And it finally made it to somebody we knew, which is a really horrific, sad story. But at the same time, that's what they do. They get you addicted to where on the pills to where you cannot survive without some type of medication.
The thing is, it's a physical addiction. I mean, you get sick. You literally get sick and hurt and like shake. You get like restless legs and like it's just. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took me a while to get off pills. And
God bless you, man. You're like the strongest willpower person.
Always.
you're pretty powerful. We're pretty powerful. The last 8 years of my life, my dad had no legs. He was a bilateral amputee. And, you know, he was one of the few men that you never really knew was an amputee. And now there's you. And like, I never really even, other than like your code name, like I sometimes forget because you're just always doing what we do. Like there's nothing weak regarding One Lake Patriot. If anything, you're much stronger than a lot of people I've ever met. So
the thing is that I look at it like this. I can either keep living and doing what I was doing and do everything I can best of my ability or just stop living.
Yeah.
There's you have two choices, really. I mean, yeah. I still do pretty much everything that I used to do. But like, I don't like getting up on a roof. I mean, I will, and I do.
No, don't.
But but like getting down on the ground and stuff. That's the hardest on me getting because it puts. I don't have a very like my residual limb is not very long. It's because I had a rod that went up in my leg, and they had to cut it off. They had to cut my leg off right above it. So it should be about 2 or 3 inches longer, which is a lot of leverage. You know, if the broad scheme of things, but you know,
it's incredible.
I'm waiting on all the swelling and stuff to go out of my leg so I can go get my new leg.
So excited for you!
And it will say 100% Patriot funded.
You're amazing. I probably. One of the proudest things we've done this year was just being able to contribute to that. And I loved that the goal was met. Like I was like, you know, and I remember Dr. Horlick saying, Jody, one thing we got to make sure that happens. I said, absolutely. And just really getting engaged with making sure that you were going to be funded for this new leg. And I want to tell everybody why. Like, so Jimmy lost weight, a lot of stuff, and then his leg no longer fit. And it wasn't right, and he got injured. Like he fell. He
fell down my stairs, knocked myself out, and was sleeping on the concrete for about 11 hours with my legs up the stairs. And
you're right.
I didn't even know what was going on. I got up and went to bed.
Yeah,
I didn't have a clue what was going on. My doors were open. Like
Wow. That's so scary. So scary.
Let me see if I can find a picture real quick. I'll what my face looked like after it.
Oh, you were a mess. I remember seeing you. But it was really a scary time. And we just thought, no matter what, we got to get this covered because it's like what, 10, 12 grand for a new leg? It's up there. And I'm like, holy crap. And I know that the technology is amazing. And I'm like, there's no normal person that can just go do that. We can't do that. Look at the inflation we've suffered. Yeah. We can't save any money over the last 4 years.
My last leg that I paid for, this one and a half, was like $1,400 out of my pocket.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
It is insane. And I think about that, you know, with so many people and very few veterans that are getting full coverage on it. And you would never think that. Like if it happens in, you know, war or something, okay. But not on the regular insurance if they become diabetic mm-hmm. later. So like my dad wasn't a candidate for those, right? He was a heart patient. He had a lot of other health issues. So he never had any prosthetic legs. And I really think back to like, you know, how the technology has changed and how maneuverable. And I mean, it literally functions like a real leg. And I get the expense. Oh, Jimmy. You look like Tony smacked a crap at you.
Yeah.
Little sweet Tony. She's going to be like, yeah.
Right. Oh, like, well, you can even tell my eye was like black, but it was not good.
Man, you were a mess.
I can't believe I didn't break my face.
It's a blessing that you didn't break your jaw or your cheekbone. Yeah. I mean,
dirt nap.
Hurt your neck.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're sore for a minute.
I went horseback riding with my daughter for her birthday for over 2 hours, and I'm still sore, and that was Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hurting. I'm like, what? Since when am I like this old?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, my neck, my back. Oh, my ass hurts. Yeah. Like, this is not fun. Okay. But it does happen. So since we were talking about inflation, I do have one little clip before we go today and talk about a couple more things that I wanted to play. Just it was really set my heart that he seems to understand where we're at right now to be able to do this. So Trump walks into the grocery store, if you haven't seen it, right? Let's check it out.
Look at that stuff. We got to get it.
My mom just got a bag of that, actually.
Is it good stuff? Good?
She says it's the best.
Is that the best?
She says it's the best.
If it is, I'll be sending. I'll be in Washington, D.C., hopefully in the Oval Office. I'll send for popcorn. Okay?
Appreciate that.
Okay, so I played the wrong clip. So I don't know why it's cut off. It was all together. But he also, while he's there, gives a lady $100 and just passes like, this is for you. And he keeps walking by like, you know, this will help you out with the, you know, cost of your groceries or whatever. And I've seen him do this a lot. That's not, you know, publicized. And people talk about if you run into him, how he's handing money. And I just thought that's beautiful. But then that one was even better for us. I'm like, why? Anything he wants in the store, he's going to get popcorn?
Yeah.
Anything. Come on now.
Somebody decoded it. That was...
Yeah. So what kind of movie are we in here? And I want that decode, y'all. Please feel free. Get in my way. So I thought that was pretty cool. But I was very, heartwarmed that he said, hey, you're a mom of two or three, whatever she was, had her kids.
He is a genuine guy. And, you know, I did a little post yesterday and just said, you know, you're changing a nation for the better. I pray for him every day, him and his family, because these people want him dead. And that's the only way that, you know, they feel they can win.
Yeah, sad. I agree.
And, you know, I will stand by that guy through the darkest of dark days.
Yeah. After this, I will too.
Oh, yeah.
Because like you, I did not come into the realization and thinking he was a great person to lead a country, you know, but that quickly changed for me when I learned more about who he really was versus what Mockingbird Media was telling us.
Oh, hang on one second.
Yeah.
So Heidi, my pronouns are Peggy and Eileen.
I don't even want to know. Peggy, who's in that Peggy, chat today?
Peg leg. And then Eileen, like Peggy.
Peggy, that's great. Oh my gosh, that's fantabulous.
Oh boy.
I don't know what I was going to say.
You're talking about...
I don't care. It was probably just me rambling on with you to be...
No, I...
I do that all the time. Oh, I know what we were going to talk about. So, I even put it in our title today. One Nation Under God. We are one nation under God. I love that you have that on some of your help social media accounts. Oh, look at you got the cup today. Yes.
Constitution.
The Constitution. And I speak of this frequently to people who are in much many doubts. And when they say they're, you know, a Christian, they believe in God or they walk with Jesus, I'm like, okay, so do you think we're one nation under God? Oh, yes, we are one nation under God. Then I'm like, why the fear?
No, why fear?
Yeah, we're the only nation under God that I know of. There's no other nation that solely claims God,
no,
except for us. So I just want to point that out today, that God will never lead or leave his nation astray, right? It's always going to be his nation that we claimed under God. So I have no fear. I can't wait to November 5th, and not because it's my 20th anniversary. I kind of forgot that. What I am excited about is the election day.
And you know, there was a TikTok that black gentleman did where he read, what was it, Luke 12, 51 through 56. You know, we do need somebody, a rebel rouser, and, you know, to call people out. And it cause a division. Who cares? You know what? Because, you know, division has been since the beginning of time with religion. You know, and I put a post up about Israel a couple months ago, and I don't give a shit what people think.
No.
You know what? I'm gonna put the facts out there. I did 8 months of research just for five paragraphs.
Yeah. It's steep and it's deep. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out, but I'm on board with you on that.
You know, it's not that I don't like the people of Jerusalem or Israel or anything. It's the facts that they're just as corrupt as the United States.
Yes.
If not more.
They own a lot of us.
Look at the Balfour Agreement. I mean, that's given a single person, the ownership of that of Palestine? No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel that it's all been psychological warfare regarding Israel. We were told it was the Holy Land and, you know, we must protect it. And there is Holy Land there. And those are Jesus's people.
In Jerusalem.
Yeah, in Jerusalem. And those... That's not their government. It's just like us. I always say, it's like, we're not hating their people. We got a problem with the government, you know, and their leaders, just like they do us, that turned this sacred piece of land and country into a demise of a bad satanic agenda. And I don't care. Hate me on it. It's true. And another really good one to follow to understand it more explicitly is Khal Drogo, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chad Vivas, good friend of mine. And
yeah. Good dude.
Yeah, he is another brilliant, genuine dude, and he will tell you the truth. And I firmly believe he's taking a hard beating in a lot of ways compared to easy content, but he's relaying some truth. So.
You know, the thing is, like, so him and I are the, like, I feel comfortable. I mean, there's other people, but like in an open forum to discuss like religious type of stuff without getting all huffy and puffy, It's all about perspective and how you see, because I mean, I've had my mind changed a lot by people that are completely different train of thought than me. And I definitely value, you know, people's perspectives, because, you know, I haven't been there. I don't know what they're, you know, what they're doing, but
yeah,
I just think it's very important to be able to
have an intellectual conversation
without getting in an argument.
Right. And try to understand each other. Mm-hmm. There's nobody trying. You know, I don't like when somebody's got to be right.
Yeah.
That's so not my vibe. I'm going to
be wrong every day of the week.
I'm cool with it if I'm wrong. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do?
Now I will eat a big old fat plate of crow too.
Right. Like, I'm totally cool. It's like, whoa, I screwed that one up, guys. Really sorry. You know, I don't have a problem with it either. But the ones who have to be right, those are typically not my favorite people to keep in my circle and learn from, because then the aggression starts with other people. So yeah. I'm careful about some of that. And people who don't forgive. I'm sorry, you're not my people, because everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying forgive them for shooting your mom. I'm saying forgive them for, you know, terminologies or posts or something you misunderstood in a text, because texting is ridiculous.
Oh, I hate text.
If you text, you don't even sound like yourself. You're just like, see you in an hour. It sounds like, okay, see you in a damn hour. Like, it sounds like you're being mean, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of, hey, man, see you in an hour. No, it doesn't sound like that when you text people.
Yeah.
So
you know, this is what I love. We can sit here, have a conversation, and just have fun.
That's what it's all about. I think my number one, probably my number one favorite thing to hear is that they just enjoy a genuine talk conversation that they're learning from when they're watching, and that it's not always doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Right.
I always look at the positive. I mean, that's, you can ask Tony. Even when I'm like really shitty pissed, and like I still can find positive in something.
Right.
I don't know why, but.
Oh, it's great.
Yes.
Well, I want to tell everybody where they can find you, but first I need to tell everyone tomorrow there is going to be election security Zoom meeting. Okay. You can jump in that Zoom. I'll be posting about it. It should be here on my channel if I get it together and get it up there tonight. It'll run during the day at 3 p.m.
already.
What's that?
Did you get an email already?
Yes. And Steve Stern is blowing me up. Hello, Mr. Stern. I'm going to get with you when the show's over. So, yeah, you're going to watch Stern American. You're going to be able to watch it on Raj's Dorsme's channel. I'm probably patriottv.us even, but we've really expanded where you can see it at. You can watch it here. I bet you're able to watch it with Jimmy. And join that meeting to learn how to protect your area and listen to the speakers. And you can register for it in the email, and then I stream it out. So many people do. So you can jump in that way too. And they do keep track of who's there, like not who's there, but like how many views it's getting seen regarding taking local action. Cause we know, you know, local action makes that national impact. So
it does. I mean, look at Idaho. You know, I live in Washington currently, but I'm getting back to Idaho as soon as possible. well, I mean, there is no election integrity over here. It's all mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
Whole state.
Yeah.
There is. So, you know, it's hard to.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Idaho just made it they're the only state in all of the United States that cannibalism is illegal.
You're kidding me.
I'm not joking.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. And they made it to where you have to, if you're going to feed somebody human meat, you have to tell them.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
Oh my God.
That we even have to have a law like that?
Saying you're eating a human. Like, oh my God. What is, like, what are green, we?
Soylent Green type of shit.
Oh my God.
It's gross.
It's so gross. It's so gross. There's so much more than that, even like no respect for the vessel.
Oof.
You know, that biblically speaking, there's no respect for the vessel when you do that. And no, I'm going to starve to death before I eat a person. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I can barely eat some animals. So.
Oh, Steve Stern's calling me.
Oh, is he? Tell him you're live on the air with Jody. Yeah. Yeah,
hey, Steve, I'm live on the air with Jody.
Check and see if you're going to put the Zoom link live tomorrow for the election.
Yes, sir.
Tell him I will.
Samantha here. She does the issue.
Hi, Jimmy. Are you going to use your RTMP code and send that to us, or do you want us to send you an embed link?
Just send me an embed link if you would.
No problem. We'll do. Right. We'll get that out to you. If not this afternoon, then tomorrow morning, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Jim, what's your podcast name?
Brainstorm 17.
Say it again.
Brainstorm 17.
Got it. Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Going on good?
Yep. Yep. Sitting here talking to Jody live on the air.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Steve. I'll call you when it's done.
Yeah, she can hear you. All right.
Take care.
How are you doing? Yeah.
He's my doll. I love him. Yeah, he's really been an inspiration in my life.
For his age, like, holy smokes.
I've never met anybody like him. He flew to Vegas to meet me, and I couldn't believe how much energy he had. And at the time, I think he was 81, and he's 83 now. Mm-hmm. And he, like, is just a baller. He gets it done.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, please let me grow up and be like Steve.
He is like the FAFO.
I know. Yeah.
He's got the big sign above him that says FAFO.
Oh, and I found out you don't mess with his people either, like us, okay? Because he investigates people around me, and it's hilarious. He's like, who are these people? Let me call them. He's like, hello. And this is adorable. This is my hugest compliment on the planet. Jody's the best in the country. And you need to understand how we operate here. We are genuine people.
Yeah.
I'm like, Steve, I love you. He's just a sweetheart. So he does get business.
They're on top of it. Like, I told him to call me back. And he called me back, like, wasn't even that long. Tony and I were up thrift shopping. And she was talking with him. And then, I messaged him because I forgot to ask him something. I messaged him and said, hey, call me back when you get a chance. And he calls me back, and then he messaged me like a day later. He goes, did I forget to call you? I can't remember if I talked to you back or talked to you again or not. I'm like, yeah, we talked.
But
he's sharp, sharp as a
sharp tack. Dude. He runs so many things. He's very much taking care of business.
Samantha does a lot too.
And his clothing lines too, you know?
Yeah. That's big pimping.
Speaking of, let's discuss Based apparel before we go. You're wearing Based.
Yeah.
Are you going to be sponsored by Based now?
How? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, but something's going on. They're sending you apparel.
I like supporting Cash and Andrew in their endeavor. And plus they have some badass shirts.
They do.
Yeah. They do. I got a couple.
But, I like, you know, the one fight realm. With Cash.
Oh, I
like the design that you had signed by Cash. It's got the Trump hair. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't he sign that for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. So jelly.
I made that.
Did you?
Yes, I made all of those.
Yes, oh my gosh.
To fight with Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes towards the foundation to get to help people, you know, with educational stuff and lawyers, you know, fighting against pretty much these tyrant asshole government gangsters. But you know, I think they got the Trumpomania Hulk shirts, the Run Spot Run.
yeah I so want to wear those.
Yeah.
So Based apparel, just so everyone known, is part of the Fight for Cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
We fight with Cash Patel, and you guys can check Based apparel out. Is it at .com or is it? I know you can find it on True Social, which is where.
Yeah, you got Believe Media and or Based Apparel is on Truth.
Yeah, they're amazing. Definitely check that out. Join in the fight with Cash because I do believe he's the one then only that can clean up the DOJ at this
point. Name to remember.
Yep. So really cool to see you wearing Based apparel. I love the hat too.
You know, it's all camo. You can't really tell, but it's digital camo, or not digital, but it's dark camo.
Oh, like the black with the gray camo in there, like charcoaled out.
Yeah.
Last year he had the coolest orange one I never got.
Oh, the Christmas one or the?
It was like, maybe it was Christmas and I thought it was fall, pumpkin looking or something. I don't remember, but I just remember going, I never got the orange one and I thought it was really cool with the socks. The socks are so awesome. I bought my husband those socks for Christmas last year. They were in his stocking.
I have some Punisher socks.
Oh, sweet.
I can wear those 2 days in a row.
That's sweet because they're punishing. 2 days in a row because you only need one, honey. You're funny. I almost missed it. It was like my dad. He'd be like, hey, Jody, can you go get my shoes for me? Well, sure. And then I would be like, what? As I'm walking down the hallway and I would turn around. He didn't wear shoes anymore. He didn't have any feet. He didn't have legs anymore, you know, and I was still doing it for him for years. Just making great jokes about it like you.
Yeah, do you guys have a way to, yeah, see that? They have the Trump-a-mania bundle right now, like Trump Vance. And have a.
Will it let you screen share over there?
I don't know how to. On this
there's like a window with an arrow.
Okay, yeah.
And it should come up.
Bam.
Oh, here it comes.
Is that it?
Yep. Check it out. Trump-a-mania. I love it. One of my favorite things to do is support the Patriot gear.
Mm-hmm.
So even like our stuff, like we don't really make any money when we have it available, which we don't right now. I need to get Mark busy on that. Yeah, that's awesome. I like the light gray too.
That one?
The hoodie.
Oh yeah, that. Yep, I have that. That's what this looks like, but it's just like because of my lighting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love
it. It's not quite that like light. It's a little darker. There's more black to it, just like the hat.
I could have swore when Trump stood up that we were going to hear he said fight with cash because it was so embedded in my head. He's going fight like he's alive. Did he say fight with cash? Because I'm in shock. Like America watching this traumatic situation.
Like this one here? Is that one or the?
Yeah, it was the orange hair. Oh man, that 45 is sweet too.
Yeah.
I'm a hoodie girl.
Yeah, I got hoodies. I got that one.
It's so cold here and it's cold in my basement. Oh, look at, he has my ego. What's he doing? Cash, why are you going there on me? I love it. I could wear that one all day. I loved it. Yeah, he's got great stuff. I like how the arms are fitted and the guys wear too.
Yeah, I like them. They're not, it's not, they got very good, like fitting.
That's really important.
Here's one you're talking about.
Because I have some that I just look like a slouchy slob in. Yeah, that one was cool. That's the one, the camo orange. That was sweet. You know, I like to get gaudy like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of gaudy.
I like these ones. Make America base again. Base.
Base. Awesome. I feel like I have to say it in my bass voice. Base.
It's based.
Base. I know, right?
You can say it like this.
It's only bass, you know what I'm saying?
We need to just sit around and play with sound effects because that would be a blast to me. I'm so glad you were here, man, today.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, sharing. Total blast. Total blast.
How do I stop sharing?
No. I'm only a producer sometimes. Other times I'm just like whatever you can do to, you know, try to figure it out.
If you guys want one of those, like, I don't know. Lines, if you guys want one of those, they're made out of 14 gauge metal and they're double powder coated.
Oh,
yeah. They're at fightwithcash.com or .org. I think
they give you a code or anything.
No.
Maybe in the future you get this code or something crazy, but that's great. I mean, that you're getting gear.
I really don't think that I mean, I don't want anything that to
I know it. You don't care, but we do have traveling and events and stuff like that.
This is good enough for me.
I know, because the shirts and stuff are so nice. Mm-hmm. Expensive. I was that way over my coins. I was like, oh, you don't have to sponsor me. You sent me 2 coins. They're like, don't give your sponsor away. He's like, no, I want to sponsor you. And they're so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're silver, ounce of silver appeaser.
I like those.
Lion of Judah and the King of Christ. And I forget what this one's called. And the other
they have
Bible verses on them.
Nice. Are they 1 ounce? Like they're 99?
They're heavy, whatever they are, but they must be. And they're solid. And that's Cornerstone Metals, right? So actually, if you guys go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, they have a free silver kit. Mm. So you can get a Judeo-Christian coin for free with the information about their metals. And it comes with a few other things. So go there and sign up and just get your coin, because, I mean, look at how beautiful. And the silver is worth a ton. And they come cased. Everything there's cased, and you can open it and sell it or do whatever you got to do. But hopefully we don't have to cash these in anytime soon.
No.
So these are heavy. These got to be more than an ounce, because they're like,
there should be marking on it.
So blind, dude.
I am a crazy like thrifter. I go thrift shopping all the time.
I do too. I love them. I haven't been in a while.
And I go to yard sales and stuff. Yeah. And I pick up silverware.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I have piles of it.
Where have you been? I need you. You know why? My daughter throws it away. Jezzy, who has Dravet syndrome, well, she got a bowl instead of going to the sink. She threw away all our China silverware.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We've had to replace it on Amazon. I'm buying in like cheap silverware now, because she's going to throw it away.
Hmm.
I know.
No, I have legit silver. I have it all just stockpiled, like real silver.
That's a good thing to do.
It took a long time to figure out like the real, because there's many different. I mean, a lot of it is like brass or bronze plated or steel plated with silver. Like you got to really know your crap. And
yeah, I can tell the difference between my stainless steelware and my solid silverware.
Yeah.
A lot of it's gone, but I have a few pieces and I took them and put them away because same thing. She's just going to throw them away. You know?
Yeah.
And I hope we don't have to resort to getting rid of that someday, but you never know. I might be out there melting it down for sale.
We have to end within the minute.
Oh, we do?
Look at the minutes. Top.
Oh, we do. We have to end. Well, here we go. We're going to end. We're going to read into like a total close. Here you guys go. I want to tell everybody to go over to Twitter and follow Jimmy at
One Leg Patriot.
Haiti. One Leg Patriot. True Social.
One Leg Patriot.
And Rumble is at the Brainstorm Army.
Brainstorm 17.
Brainstorm 17. I screwed that up. And brainstormarmy.com.
Yes.
All right. And we're going to go out on this, you guys. God bless y'all. God bless POTUS 45. God bless America. I'm just Jody. And we are going to see y'all soon. And here's a little Trump video to end.
Run, boy, run. This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you. Run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. Break out from society.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with American pride swelling in our hearts and American courage stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.